about how kids have to deal with adversity and the best way to go about that.
Well, I'll give you a quick example. I was watching a T-ball game, and we're talking kids that are 5 and 6 years old one day. I saw a kid on the pitcher's mound who looked like he was probably 12 years old. And I'm saying, you got to be kidding. That wasn't the worst of it. He threw the ball with all kinds of speed. He got up to bat, and he'd crack the ball away. He was the same age as these other kids. And these other kids are looking and saying, you know, what am I doing out here with this big kid, this almost bully to them? And
this guy with the 5 o'clock shadow.
Yeah, right. And so what happens is the kids, especially, you know, when you're at the T-ball age or you're coming up, people don't realize that they're early maturers and late maturers. The early maturers, man, they're the ones that put fear into the hearts of these kids, and that's a fallacy of youth sports because kids can vary for 4 years in age. You can either be an early mature or late mature, meaning there's a four-year variance. And so that's what kids have to deal with in adversity of growing up and overcoming that. Some kids can. Some kids are filled with tremendous amount of fear, and all they do is run up to daddy and mommy and say, I want out of here. I want out of here. This isn't fun. And that's the adversity that kids have to deal with in their initial version of all of this.